91X News.
It's 2 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Logan Summers. In local news, it's the sixth day that passenger and freight trains on Canada's busiest route are cancelled because of protesters in the Thayanga Mohawk Territory threatening to block the tracks. The blockage is a protest against plans to build the Coastal GasLink pipeline through traditional Wet'suwet'en territory in BC. Also today, all elementary schools were on strike across the province, including those in the Hastings Prince Edward Board. It's part of a continuing effort to put pressure on the government in contract talks. All four major teachers' unions are engaging in labor disputes as bargaining appears to be at an impasse. Lawyers' College will be able to train more nurses locally than ever before, thanks to a decision by the Ontario government announced today. Until now, the college was only able to offer nursing degrees through a partnership with Brock University. Because of the new policy, it will now allow loyalists to graduate more qualified nurses without having to partner with other colleges or universities. The policy change will also create opportunities for personal support workers and registered practical nurses to stay in their local communities. The Water and Wastewater Department in Prince Edward County is conducting emergency repairs today as a result of water main leak on King Street in Picton. Repairs began at 7 a.m. and are expected to be completed around 5 p.m. The County of Prince Edward says heavy equipment may limit visibility in the area. Noise levels will be elevated during the duration of the repair. The county says the water remains safe to drink throughout the duration of construction. Since Valentine's Day is fast approaching, floor shops in Belvoir are getting busier than ever. Evan Doherty has more.
One of the most common gifts that people get for Valentine's Day is a lovely bouquet of flowers. Florists start preparing for a big day well ahead of time. Lynn Ackerman, who owns Live, Love, and Laugh Flowers, Antiques, and Gifts on Bell Boulevard, says they started preparing for Valentine's Day 2 months ago.
In fact, we've been preparing for this since the 15th of December, at which time I had to order the quality roses that I wanted to be able to get.
Getting ready for such a big holiday means having enough staff on hand is essential to keep up with business. Anne McKinnon owns Barber's Flowers on Front Street downtown. She says last year the number of people working in her shop on Valentine's Day multiplied by 5, and this year shouldn't be much different.
I know in the past I've said like our staff quintuples. Like last year it was on Thursday. Normally on a Thursday we'd have 3 people, and last year we had 15 people. I haven't done the count to know exactly how many people I have coming in this year. I mean, they're planned. I just didn't count how many bodies there are. But yeah, we may have 15 or more again this year.
To get your bouquet in time for Valentine's Day, florists recommend placing your order right away. Evan Doherty, QNET News, Belleville.
The final plane from Wuhan, China is now at CFB Trenton. It landed just after 6 this morning. The plane brought over 130 Canadian evacuees and 48 accompanying family members. They'll be at the base for 14 days and go through the same medical procedures as the first arrivals. Canada is currently facing 7 confirmed cases of the novella coronavirus, 4 in British Columbia and 3 are in Ontario. In national news, the around the world health organizations have announced a name for the novel coronavirus. Tom Rivers reports.
Call it COVID-19. The Director General of the World Health Organization in Geneva says the CO part stands for coronavirus. Vid stands for virus and disease, and 19 is the specific strain. He adds they needed to find a name that did not refer to a geographical location, animal, individual, or group of people, and which is pronounceable and related to the illness.
The daily death toll in China from the virus topped 100 for the first time, pushing the total above 1,000. The Saskatchewan government says 1.2 million liters of oil was spilled during a fiery train derailment in Saskatchewan last week. Kelly Malone reports.
The province's Ministry of Environment says it's still determining the amount of oil recovered, saying it's complicated because a significant portion was burned off during the incident. 32 of the train's 104 cars derailed, and a dozen caught fire on Thursday near Guernsey. In response, the federal government ordered lower speed limits for all trains carrying large amounts of dangerous goods. Another derailment about 10 kilometers away on the same set of tracks in December also caused a fire when 1.5 million liters of oil spilled. Kelly Malone, The Canadian Press, Winnipeg.
More than half of Canadians surveyed are worried they'll have to go back to work after they retire. Don Kelly has the story.
The Scotiabank Retirement Survey finds the average respondent expects to retire at 64. 59% worry about losing their financial independence. 53% are worried about having to return to work after they retire. Even though nearly 7 in 10 workers are saving for retirement, the same proportion think they won't save enough. Most expect to need $697,000 in retirement savings, well below the $1 million many financial advisors suggest for a secure retirement. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
The Justice Department will take the extraordinary step of lowering the recommended prison time for Roger Stone, an ally of U.S. President Donald Trump. Karen Travers reports.
A senior official at the Justice Department told reporters DOJ found the 7 to 9 year prison sentence for Roger Stone, recommended by DOJ's own federal prosecutors, to be, quote, extreme, excessive, and grossly disproportionate. The longtime ally of President Trump was convicted in November of lying to Congress about WikiLeaks, tampering with witnesses, and obstructing an investigation by the House Intelligence Committee. Overnight Tuesday, the president weighed in on Twitter, writing, quote, cannot allow this miscarriage of justice. A DOJ official said the decision to change the recommended sentence was made before that tweet, but would not provide any evidence to back that up. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
That's the news. Sports is next after a commercial break.
Purchase any piece of used gear from Red Ball Radio and help those less fortunate. Watts for Supper will donate 100% of the proceeds of all used equipment to the Salvation Army. If you're looking for good used gear and looking to do a good deed, Watts for Supper is for you. A new-to-you turntable, tape deck, receiver, DVD player, or other previously enjoyed electronics equals a donation to a worthy local cause. Red Ball Radio, centrally hidden at 6 North Front Street or on the interweb at redballradio.com.
In sports, Edmonton Oilers captain Connor McDavid will be out 2 to 3 weeks with a quad injury. The injury was initially said to be a bruised knee from Saturday's game against the Nashville Predators. McDavid later called it a Charlie Horse injury. The Oilers captain said the injury was not related to the knee problem sustained in last year's season finale against Calgary. McDavid suffered a tear of the posterior cruciate ligament, a torn meniscus, and cracked fibula. The 23-year-old McDavid was second in the league in points with 81 going into Tuesday's play. He had 30 goals and 51 assists. Edmonton hosts Chicago tonight. Columbus Blue Jackets defenseman Seth Jones had ankle surgery Tuesday and is expected to miss 10 weeks. Jones suffered a sprain and hairline fracture in his ankle in Saturday's game against the Colorado Avalanche. Jones will not likely return to action before the end of the regular season, but could be available if the Blue Jackets make the playoffs. The team enters play Tuesday in the first wildcard spot of the Eastern Conference, sitting 3 points ahead of the Carolina Hurricanes. The Toronto Maple Leafs are home to the Arizona Coyotes in NHL action tonight. Jack Campbell will get the start in goal for Toronto as All-Star Frederick Anderson continues to recover from a neck injury. Toronto has gone 1-2-1 in the games Anderson has missed with the ailment. The struggling Ottawa Senators look to rebound when they visit the Colorado Avalanche tonight. The Senators are winless over their last 5 games. The Winnipeg Jets are home tonight to take on the New York Rangers. The Jets have won 3 straight games and entered tonight's contest holding the second Western Conference wildcard spot. The marquee matchup in the NBA is in Philadelphia tonight, where the 76ers get a visit from the Los Angeles Clippers. Tobias Harris may play against the Clippers for the first time since last year's trade to Philadelphia. San Antonio's streak of 22 consecutive playoff appearances is officially in serious jeopardy. The Spurs have to look a long way to up to see 500, and that has them outside the playoff picture. They are in Oklahoma City tonight to play a Thunder team that's having a very solid season. The Rockets have dropped their last 2 games and have a tough assignment if they want to get back on winning track. The Celtics come into Houston on a 7-game winning streak. The Toronto Raptors extended their win streak to 15 games, giving them the record for the longest win streak among Canadian sports teams in history, passing the Calgary Stampeders. The Raptors beat the Minnesota Timberwolves last night, 137-126. First-time All-Star Pascal Siakam led the Raptors with 34 points on the night, and 6-time All-Star Kyle Lowry had a double-double with 27 points and 11 assists, his 10th double-double of the season. Toronto will be looking for their 16th consecutive win against Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. Tip-off at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville this afternoon, mainly cloudy, high plus of 2. Tonight, partly cloudy, wind up to 15 kilometers per hour, low of minus 4 overnight. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, high plus 1. At 410, it's 2 degrees. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm James Tubb, QNET News. News on 91X, next at 5 o'clock.